The second feature this week looks at Beatles records. No, not the pop singers, but detailed records of all the colourful and fascinating 3,000 kinds of beetle found in this county. Daniel Bardsley met the county beetle recorder, and Elizabeth Stimson reads his article.
Crouching down near his Blakeney home, Martin Collier turns over a log and scoops up a handful of the detritus and soil lying underneath. He drops this into a sieve that filters out twigs, leaves, stones and the like, and catches what passes through in a white plastic tray. Looking carefully, he uses an index finger to move about the tray's contents, searching for anything alive. There is nothing here, so he upturns the tray and scoops another handful of debris. After one or two more attempts, something is found crawling around. A rove beetle, a large-eyed specimen with a Latin name Stenus. There is also a springtail, another tiny creature living in the soil, and leaf litter. It's not a bad haul for a cold winter's day in North Norfolk. There are all sorts of invertebrate in this habitat. It's another world when you get down there, said Martin. Few can equal Martin's experience in tracking down beetles in Norfolk. For more than 30 years, he's been county beetle recorder, and his collection of these insects extends to around 2,600 species. Each is carefully mounted on a card, stored in wooden drawers, and accompanied by a record of where and when it was found. The creatures range in size from a few centimetres long to about the size of a grain of sand. It's only when you see them under a microscope that you get a feel for why you get hooked. They're such wonderful creatures. Some of them are just so beautiful, said Martin, 63, who retired research scientist who lives with his wife, Julie. Worldwide, there are more than 400,000 known species of beetle, with about 1,000 new ones being discovered each year. Britain boasts about 4,100 species, around three-quarters of which can be found in Norfolk, making the county one of the most species-rich in the UK. This richness is partly thanks to areas like the Broads and the Brecks. Martin has spent many happy days visiting these and other habitats, using a host of techniques to track down the beetles, sweeping vegetation with a net, trapping branches of trees and shrubs with a stick while holding a tray underneath, researching under bark and within dead wood, running a net through water and checking fungi. Many beetles are highly specialised for particular habitat. Although I try to explore new areas as often as possible, I do have my favourite sites, where I quite often find rare beetles or a species I've never seen, he said. Martin records the species in notebooks and has made many thousands of entries. His dedication as a coleopterist, as beetle enthusiasts are known, is also reflected in the study where he works, which is lined with countless bound journals and many drawers containing specimens. The identification of some other types of insects, such as butterflies, is much less problematic and can usually be carried out in the field without the need to kill individuals. It's the most common question I get asked when people see me putting a small beetle into a tube. You aren't going to kill it, are you? But in many cases, you cannot identify it unless you do. With these tiny little ones, they just have to be examined microscopically, said Martin, whose interest in beetles developed in his 20s, following a childhood spent keeping records of all sorts of creatures. His job as recorder, which is unpaid, is to collate his own records, the thousands that he receives from fellow beetle enthusiasts, and old records going back to when the last detailed list of Norfolk species and their abundance was made in 1893. He enters these records on computer, producing a comprehensive database of where across Norfolk various species can be found. He has collated more than 90,000 beetle records so far and expect the total to pass 100,000 by the end of this year. Across Norfolk, there are many other county recorders like Martin, each focusing on a particular order or group of the country's flora and fauna. The data produced by recorders are sent to the Norfolk Biodiversity Information Service. This information is not recorded just for the sake of it. Ultimately, Martin would like to turn his database into a book, and the records are also valuable for conservation. Beetles can be good habitat quality indicators, as well as vital components of the overall biodiversity of a particular habitat or site. For example, many species play an important role in breaking down dung, deadwood, and other organic matter. Unfortunately, it's generally accepted that along with other insects, beetle numbers have declined. A number of factors are thought to be behind this decline, including intensive farming, the more frequent and severe cutting back of roadside verges, house and road building and other types of development, changes of land management. Certain specific changes can affect particular species. Martin's favourite beetles are probably weevils, some of which have long been the scourge of farmers. Martin sees a different side to these tiny creatures, which are among the most diverse and abundant of the beetle family. I think of them as gentlemen of the beetle world. They have a character of all of their own. Quite often you see them on a leaf or a twig, and they'll turn their head and look at you. Although Martin's enthusiasm for the natural world developed in childhood, it's unclear how many of today's youngsters share this interest. In an era when many spend much of their time online, a lot seems to have little knowledge of experience of the natural world. There are three or four other coleopterists in Norfolk who, like Martin, spend most of their time looking for and identifying insects, but none of them is young. It's been said many times before, but the youngsters are not coming through. "Who's going to take over from me?" said Martin.